Smart shoppers know where to find real value. At the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, you'll find five brand new models under $30,000, over 600 used vehicles under $20,000, new vehicles priced under employee pricing, and a team that gives you top dollar for your trade every time. Shop smart at Jeff Weiler on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're here with Mike Vandalkin, head of research at Ascendo Markets. How are you today, Mike?
Very well, thanks.
Can you tell me why the dollar is strengthening when Donald Trump is about to spend massive amounts of money? Because I don't understand it.
Well, I think markets have been, let's face it, if this is signaling the end to a 30-year bull market run for bonds, markets have been looking for any excuse for a turnaround from what has been extraordinary focus on central banks and stimulus for what's coming up to now a decade. And if he's the one who's about to unleash an infrastructure spending spree and banking deregulation and enormous tax cuts, markets are happy to take that as the excuse necessary. And if he's going to lead to strong US growth and inflation that will require taming, then there we have it, the excuse for the Fed to continue on its run of policy normalization. Perhaps it might even accelerate. So markets are happy to look at that, and if that leads to US debt having to pay a higher yield and renewed interest in that, higher interest rates, high yields, markets are happy to take it as, well, if he's the man that needs to do it, then so be it. You know, there had been forecasts of, you know, apocalypse should he win. Now markets are actually happy to run with some of his policies, that they could be the recipe we've been looking for a long time. And maybe it will kick other leaders and other central banks into action and taking that focus, which has been called for by both Draghi and Theresa May, taking the focus away from extraordinary reliance on the central banks, that the governments can actually do some of the heavy lifting and help us move away and maybe into a new era. You know, perhaps it could be a decade worth of fiscal stimulus instead of central bank stimulus. But you're quite right, it doesn't help with the debt situation. But a return to growth and turn to more economic optimization, growth and inflation, maybe, you know, markets are happier to deal with that, and they believe that, well, we could always fall back on the central banks if necessary in the future.
Good. Let's have a look at the charts that you brought in. DAX, which I only have one opinion on, which is that it's heading for the stars, but maybe you have a different view.
No, I'm still I'm in agreement. However, I do, and based on the dollar strength giving a reciprocal euro weakness, that is a help for the DAX and its exporters. If we can get a break above 10,800, this will be good news, the potential that we go back to 11,400. There is always the potential that we do retreat to that floor, and it may coincide with the rising support. But for now, any suggestions at 10,850 would give us a decent breakout. We're fairly optimistic we could run that higher. I mean, as you pointed out earlier, the bounce on that tail from 10,000 just shows you the market wanted any excuse to go higher and quickly, which it has done, you know, in the space of...
You've had those long tails before, if you look, you know, earlier in the year, so that is a bit of a giveaway. Next market, the Nikkei.
Rather similar story, to be honest. The dollar strength is equating to some welcome yen weakness. It's not just the dollar strength, but also an unwinding of the panic and safe haven trade that saw the yen rushed into, as well as gold. We've seen gold sinking. So the yen's at, I think, six-month lows versus the dollar at the moment. So that's helped deliver the breakout on the Nikkei that we've been waiting for a good about 6 weeks or so. And so, if we can get back to 18,000, I think we could be fairly optimistic there. We could even go higher. Again, the tail, the reversal, very strong. It showed the appetite for that breakout.
Okay, so two out of two there, and then the more conventional turnaround.
Yes, so I mean a bit of a bullish flag there, which may have run its course to 1800. But I'm showing you aluminium because copper just went crazy last week, despite the dollar strength. And I think there was an element of bullishness that Trump's big infrastructure spending would require lots of raw materials, copper included. Yeah. I think there's an element of the speculators returning in China, which we saw at the beginning of the year. That needed reining in earlier in the year. So we have seen copper come off its highs. It's a great barometer for markets getting excited for growth. So we now prefer to look at a mixture of the other metals, so the likes of aluminium, nickel, zinc, even iron ore. And then they haven't broken out and delivered gains, which are quite as crazy as copper. Nonetheless, they have delivered breakouts. And should that support still hold up, I think it shows that there is an underlying optimism that, that the prices can recover to, you know, closer to where they came from in the middle of last year.
Right, finally, just to quickly, I mean, we've got the Trump thing out of the way. Mm-hmm. Has that created new interest in the financial markets? Your Ascendo Markets clients back into the fray?
Yeah, I mean, last week was a great week. I mean, many people, I think we discussed at great length what happened with Brexit and the potential that we could see a similar reaction. We did. It was maybe quicker this time, but thankfully clients were quite prepped and they capitalised on a lot of the weakness. And look where we are. You know, the Dow is close to touching 19,000 or fresh all-time highs. The FTSE, if we can break through the 6,800 level decisively today, that could bode well for recovering from the late weakness last week. And investors seem to be now embracing the idea of a Trump of being almost a breath of fresh air and kicking some other leaders into from their lazy post-crisis funk of just, oh, it's all right, we'll let the central banks do it, which is clearly markets like the idea that there could be something else to help the markets higher. And if it is fiscal stimulus, they're happy to run with that.
What would be your the trade of the day if you were looking at any particular market?
At the moment, I think the FTSE, if we can get to about 6,820, I think there's potential for us to run back towards the 7,000 highs that we turned back from last week. Otherwise, definitely the DAX. I mean, that's so teasingly close to a breakout. Nonetheless, the dollar is very close. The dollar basket is very close to that 100 level. I do wonder whether that could limit the dollar strength and the euro weakness. But nonetheless, I'll be keeping an eye on that level. It's been sideways for so long now. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand that could see that boost higher.
Mike Van Dalken, Head of Research at Ascendo Markets. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.